The University of Wyoming is part of two weather modification studies. The first is the Wyoming Weather Modification Pilot Project, and the second companion project is the Silver Iodide Seeding Cloud Impact Investigation, or ASCII. Both studies are trying to learn more about atmospheric processes and whether people can do anything to eke more moisture out of the skies. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhuroff spoke with Professor Bart Gertz, who heads the ASCII campaign, which is finishing up its second and last year.
The ASCII project, Silver Iodide, Seeding of Clouds Impact Investigation, started its second year in operations this early January. And initially, we did not have good weather. Well, we had nice weather, but not many storms. And I guess the winter's catching up on us now. We have had maybe more than a normal amount of precipitation in the first half of February, and we hope for some more storms before the ASCII project ends in early March.
What have some of the challenges been presented by the warm weather for the work that you're trying to do?
Well, simply that it has been too warm and too dry, and that hurts ASCII. That also hurts the Wyoming Weather Modification Pilot Project, which is a larger project that we piggyback on, and that starts on the 15th of November each year. And in fact, as it turns out, this year they did not have any cases in their first month of operation.
Are you catching up now that the weather is colder? Where do you stand in terms of the amount of cases you wanted and what you have now?
I think we're getting close to the target number. We are hoping to have 10 cases this winter, and right now we're flying our sixth case.
Having less cases, how could that affect the statistical accuracy of the study that you're doing?
Well, every storm is different. Every storm has a different structure, vertical depth, supercooled liquid water content, and that diversity really needs to be sampled in order to get a better feeling for the efficacy of cloud seeding and the conditions under which it works better or does not work very well.
Can you expand a little bit on that? I know your particular project is looking more at processes. What exactly happens during cloud seeding? Will that help you evaluate how effective seeding is, or is there kind of a bigger purpose in looking at processes so closely?
Yeah, we're framing this glaciogenic cloud seeding examination in the context of a better understanding of natural snow generation mechanisms in clouds over mountains. There's much we don't really know about how it comes that these mountain clouds are remarkably efficient, really, in generating snowfall.
When we spoke last year, you said the ASCII scientists working on the project hadn't started evaluating the data that had been collected at that point. I guess, what do you have to report back 1 year later now?
Yeah, well, looking at the cases that we examined during last winter, 2012, over the Sierra Madre in southeastern Wyoming or southern Wyoming, we find that under some conditions, the cloud seeding does seem to work. But last year, as this year, there were fewer cases than climatologically expected. And many cases that we did examine turned out to be relatively warmer than a threshold temperature for silver iodide to become an active ice nucleus.
Mm-hmm. So the bigger study that your project is a part of is touted as one of very few to actually evaluate whether cloud seeding works. And it's dealing with potentially small percentages of change and potentially high margin of error, right? So how do you reconcile those two things to get trustworthy results as you're actually starting to do the analysis of your data?
First of all, under the right conditions, in the presence of a lot of supercooled liquid water droplets and the right temperature, it's got to be cold enough, glaciogenic seeding can be very effective, more than 1 or even 10%. It can double, it can tenfold increase the amount of precipitation. But such conditions are relatively rare. And it's really, the purpose of this work really is to better understand these conditions, to understand under what conditions cloud seeding can be effective and commercially viable, and also to understand natural cloud and snow generation processes over mountains.
And so at least from the data that you have so far, I mean, does it seem like a viable thing that could take off in this region that's desperate for water? Or is it too early to say?
I would think that we need a better network of sensors, especially liquid water sensors, and probably also ice concentration sensors in order to determine conditions suitable for seeding. And if such a network can be established operationally, then I think, yes, this could be a very efficient process to enhance the snowpack.
This is the last year for the ASCII study. What's the next step in this project?
The ASCII is yielding a lot of data. We are sampling a broad diversity of storms. Last year, we worked over the Sierra Madre. This year, we're over the Medicine Bow Range or the Snowy Range. The two mountain ranges are different. Snowy Range is a little higher, and lately the weather has been colder also, which is quite good. But we do see ASCII only as a stepping stone to further this is research. We may be looking at other mountain ranges and sample clouds from the ground up using both in situ sensors at the ground, radars, and our research aircraft hopefully will be deployed again with its own remote sensors to better profile the cloud and precipitation.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Irina.
The ASCII campaign ends March 3rd, and GERT's team is still trying to get some cases in before it's officially over.